There is a Gemara in the very beginning of Gittin. The opening Mishnah in Gittin says that that's how the Perek begins, with the Din de Rabbanon. The beginning of Gittin should really be on the Peivav. Guf shall get. Haret Materas Lachaladam. Gives you the text that again. So that's on Daf Peivav. On Daf Beis, you have a Din de Rabbanon on top of a Din de Rabbanon. Din de Rabbanon. That maybe get Medinas Hayam. The shliach lahalacha delivers a get that was originated from Chutz Lords has to say b'fana nechtem, b'fana nechtem. So then the Gemara says b'fnei kama nos nolo. When he says b'fana nechtav, he's neman as an aid. So the Gemara says he has to give it in the presence of a bezna of three. And then there's a machlokes. Maybe you should say shliach nasa aid. Maybe he can be. Maybe the shliach can be one of the three. So the Gemara has a discussion. So the Gemara says, one opinion is it's not a smart idea to be mitzaref the shliach, to be one of the members of the bezin, to say b'fnei shnayim. It makes more sense to say he should say b'fnei nechtav in the presence of bezin of three, because sometimes a woman will be sent to be the shliach lahaylocha. Whoever is ainu b'toras cannot serve as a shliach. Let's say I'll appoint a goy. I'll appoint a goy to be mafresh chumas amaisus. So the Gemara says a goy is not in the parish of chumas amaisus. He can't be the shliach. If the din would be, there's a machlokes hatanaim, the Gemara has, if the din would be that if a goy has a farm in Eretz Yisrael, he wants to be mafresh chumas amaisus, he can volunteer as an ein b'tzivu v'esa, then he would be yeshtem b'toras chumas amaisus. Okay, so then you have a pasuk that says a goy cannot serve as a shliach, even in Didi Mominus. Even though a goy can buy real estate, a goy cannot serve as a shliach because you have ma'atam b'nei bris, hab shlichach b'nei bris. But the Gemara said, what do you need a pasuk for? So you only need a pasuk for a kinyonim, for Didi Mominus. For gittin, you don't need a pasuk. A goy is any b'toras gittin, so he can't be a shliach. So the Gemara has a havamina. A man can never receive a get. A woman can never give a get. So maybe a woman can never be a shliach lahaylocha, and a man can never be a shliach lekabbalah. So the Gemara says, no, it's not correct. Men and Jewish men and women are called yeshtem b'toras gerushin. You don't have to be yeshtem b'toras nesinas get. You don't have to be a woman to be mekabbalah get if you're a Jewish individual who is nitfas in ishus, in gerushin. So that's yeshtem b'toras. So the Gemara says, Zimnin, sometimes the husband will appoint a woman to be the shliach lahaylocha saget, and then the woman can't be mitzdarf to be a member of the bezin. That's what the Gemara assumes, a double pasuk. A woman can't be mitzdarf to be a member of a bezin. So it's not a smart idea to say, b'fnei kama noslin or b'fnei shnayim. The Gemara has this debate. When the shliach says, b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav, does he have to say in the presence of three, a bezin? I got to say this, I have to be in the presence of three. If I come home for dinner and my wife tells me that the chicken is kosher, so I say, Erech nem misurim. Erech nem misurim, you don't need a bezin. You don't need Haggadah b'fnei bezin. But when you're talking about b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtam, you really should have required two kosher edim. That's a dovish of the erva. And mamanus and nefashis and dovish of the erva, you need two kosher edim, and you need Haggadah Seidus b'fnei bezin. So even though the Chachamim were mekel, because in the Torah we say, Rov, suffer the diner, Rov suffer, know that you need Ksiva Lishma. So really, in the Torah, you can really rely on the Rov, that the get was written Lishma. It's only a Chumrim and the Rabbanon. It's a Heimomer v'Heimomer. The whole Chashash, maybe the get was written Shalom Lishma. It's only Chashash and the Rabbanon. So they say that Echad is believed. But it's but that Eid Echad has to give Kabbalah Seidus b'fnei bezin, even if it's a woman. Woman is not kosher Eidus, she still has to give the Haggadah Seidus b'fnei bezin. So you cannot say shliach, not maybe in Kalatar Kula and other cases, maybe shliach is nasa aid. The Gemara has in the second parak in Kiddushin, the beginning of the second parak, it's machlokes b'sham and b'silu, whether shliach nasa aid or ain't shliach nasa aid. So we pass like Basila, the shliach is nasaid. Here it's a shaila, not shliach nasaid, where the shliach nasaid dying. Because the shliach is coming to say b'fanei nechtav, he's going to give the get. So do you say shliach nasaid dying? The shliach can serve as one of the dayan. So Gemara says, even if you would say the shliach can serve as one of the dayanim, But if it's going to be a woman who's going to be the shliach lahilochas haget, she's going to say b'fanai nechta, so she can't be mitzdarb to a bezin. Women are not part of a bezin. So what does Tosis have? So the Achreinim asked the kasha. Tosis over here, and Tezvavim and Aleph, have this machlekes where the isha k'shera lodun or not. Tosis is talking about a case where you need a bezin of three. No? Adhu Elohim yavad vashneihim. Adhu Elohim means that you need smuchim, and it says the word Elohim three times, so you need shlosha smuchim. So the original psukim in Parshas Mishpatim that say Nikra Balbas Adhu Elohim are talking about gzelus v'chavolos. There are different types of chiyuv v'mam, the gzelus v'chavolos and hodos v'chavolos. Gzelus v'chavolos means amilu haksuva b'torah. The Torah is mechayiv the person. He never accepted it upon himself. The ganav, the gazlan, the choivel, the mazik, my behema was mazik, my boar was mazik, arba was nazik, and he didn't accept the hischaivus. It's a milbak silbatar. The Torah imposes the chiv. The milbak silbatar, that's when it says in the Chumash that you have Elohim three times in each losha smuchim. If it's haidos valvos, it's a hischaivus midas, then it's a machloikis in the first daf in Sanhedrin, the base on base, whether you still need losha smuchim or not. We pass and you don't need. Shlosha smuchim. Pashtus in the Gemara is that one dayan, even not samach, one dayan even not a samach would be kosher. That's the poshib shat. The Ram has a different sheet of a poshib shat in the Gemara is like that. Chad nami kosher means chad hedyot. You don't need a chad samach. So Tosis has the two opinions here. Tezvav and Menal, a famous Tosis. Same Tosis appears in Gittin Peches on the base. What's it doing in Peches on the base? Because Gemara Tosis quotes the Gemara in Gittin Peches on the base. Tosis Bayas quotes the Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara says that Rav Yosef was Ma'ase Agite. Rav Yosef would sometimes, the Mishnah is having subis, sometimes the din is kofin as habala garish. If the husband, let's say a kohen is married to a grusha. So the din is yekai for the husband, he has to divorce his wife. He's violating an isa. Or Yisrael is married to a mamzeres, or something like that. Someone married b'isa. So the din is, if we don't believe in democracy, we're kaif ala mitzvahs. When Moshiach will come, the Israeli government will see to it that everybody observes all the mitzvahs. So that's one case. Kaif ala mitzvahs, that's the avera bin adam lamakam. But sometimes you kaif ala avera bin adam lachavera. The husband is a miserable husband. He doesn't give any, he doesn't work for a living. He does work for a living. He doesn't give his wife any money to buy food and clothing. And he's a miserable husband. Or let's say the husband left his wife and he's not giving her a get. So he's not supporting her. She can't go to anybody else because she's an age decision. So she's stuck. So that's an avla. So whenever someone is doing an avla to someone else, you don't have to be bludgeoning them to death. You don't have to bop them over the head. He's ma'agin his wife, so he's doing an avera. So whenever someone is doing an avla, ben adam lachavero, so the Bezin has an obligation. So sometimes the Mishnah says that you koy for the husband to give a get because he's doing an avla to the wife. Most of the cases today are like that. Most of the cases today, the husband, they got civilly divorced and the husband doesn't want to give a get. But they're still married, so he's mukhiv to support his wife and he's not supporting her. So the Bezin should really be koy for him. He's ma'agin the wife for no good reason. But in America, it's a... You have freedom of religion. So he says he doesn't want to keep the Jewish religion. He doesn't believe in Torah and Hashem. He doesn't want to give a get. So you can't force. You can't force the husband. The Bezin being Kaifa ala get is a ben adam lachavera. So if you live in America, by living in America, you mask him to these rules and regulations. If you don't like it, so live somewhere else. Live in a different country. In America, that's the rule. They can't force anybody to do anything that has to do with religion. So they can't force the husband to give a get. The Bezin has a right to beat the guy's husband up either. They're not allowed to be kaif. It's against the din of the machusa. Din of the machusa applies in dini mamonis. It doesn't apply in isa the heta. Let's say the government says you're allowed to work on Shabbos. You're not allowed to keep this. They used to have blue laws. You weren't allowed to keep your stores open on Sunday. And you're allowed to keep your stores open on Shabbos. So we're allowed to keep our stores open on Shabbos because the government said so. No, it's an Issa. You don't apply Dina de Malchus Adina to Inyon and Beir Adam Lamokim. That's a double posture like that. You only apply Beir Adam Lachaber. But this, to be Kaifer, to be kaifa the husband to give his wife a get, if the kind is married to a grusha, we really ought to do that even in America. That's been adam lamakam. But we don't do that. But the other case is a kfiya bin adam machavera. So that's mominous. That's if you live in America, I'm going to ask, can you live in America? That you know that the government will not allow you. It's like you moichel yoschus. You have a schus to be kaifa the husband. If he does you an avla, he's not supporting you. So you have a right to be kaifa for him, that he should either support his wife or give her the ability to marry someone else. But if you live in America, so it's like you are moichel on that schus. So the Bezin cannot force you. So the Gemara has there this story. Rav Yosef was ma'asa agite. A get ma'usa. A get ma'usa means forced. Sometimes a get ma'usa is kosher. If the Bezin has the right to force the husband to give a get, that's get ma'usa. The Bezin shall Yisrael kedin. A Jewish Bezin has the right to be ma'asa agite. But the Gemara says, Ela mishpatam asher tasim lifneihem, lifneihem velo lifnei hadyotos. And that pasuk goes, Amili de isu yakfira, ukviya. That's what Tosis writes, five lines on the bottom. That pasuk, Ela, because the Gemara says, and there are last two lines in Tosis. I'm doing the Tosis, Tezvav amalaf asher tasim lifneihem. So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Dav Zainam and Beis, why does it say, Ela mishpatam asher tasim lifneihem? The word sima applies to a tangible object. You should really say, Ela mishpatim asher telamdeim. These are the dinim that Moshe Rabbeinu should teach the Bnei Yisrael. What is asher tosim lefneihem? So the Gemara says, it's an allusion to klei hadayonim, that the bezdin sometimes has to have a nightstick, they sometimes have to have a stick to beat people up, that they should follow what yosher, to follow what the law is. So that pasuk ela mishpat masher tasim lefneihem, why doesn't have shet lamdeim? So there's an additional kavana in the pasuk. Number one, these are the dinim that you have to tell Bnei Yisrael, and these are the klei hadayonim that you have to give the bati dinim the ability to be kaifa mile de isu yekfira or kfira, to be kaifa people to observe the dinim. So the pasuk says lefneihem velo lefnei hadyotos. There's a diuk that you need smuchim for a din Torah. You need shlosh and smuchim for dini Torah of gzelus v'chavolos, and you also need smuchim to be kaifer people. Let's say to be kaifer the husband to give his wife a get if he's doing shaloi kedin, if he's ba'aveling the wife. So Abaye was wondering. He confronts Rav Yosef. How do you have the right to be kaifer? Rav Yosef was a reverend. He wasn't Rebbe Yosef. He was Rav Yosef. A reverend means he didn't have smicha. He wasn't a real rabbi. How come he didn't have real smicha? In Chutz Lord, he can't confer smicha. Morris says in Sanhedrin, the first parak, can only confer smicha in Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Gemara says over here on Amud Beis. That now that we say, Hashtad Yamid Palganiska Knossa Lai Magvinim Bebavo, that's the middle of Tezvav Amud Beis. Why is Lai Magvinim Bebavo? So Rashi writes, Dain Dorim Dini Knossa Tzala Besmuchim Bebavo Lain Smicha. You can't confer smicha in Bavo. Smicha can only be conferred in Eretz Yisrael. The Mishnah says in Makkos, once you got smicha in Eretz Yisrael, but the dinim, you can have a Sanhedrin of 23 to be done dinim nefashis even in Chutz Lords, but they have to have received the smicha in Eretz Yisrael. In the days of Rav Yosef, they didn't fly back and forth like we do. It was too expensive. They couldn't afford it. So all those who stayed in Babel never got any smicha. Those who lived in Eretz Yisrael got smicha. Those who lived in Babel couldn't get smicha. Abai confronts Rav Yosef, how can you be ma'asa agiti? The pasuk says, Ela mishpatam shatosim lefneihem. And that pasuk is referring to mili de isui ukfiya, kaifa people to observe yosher, and you don't have any smicha, and it says lefneihem lo lefnei adyotos. That's what Tosfos explains, the two different drushes. There's a pasuk Elohim lashon chol, which means dayonim smuchim, that for the actual din Torah in each losh is smuchim, and asher tasim has the added connotation, because that doesn't say asher talamdim, has the added connotation of Elu klei hadayonim, that pasuk tells you need lefneim lo lefnei adyotos, you need smuchim for mili de isa kfir also. So Rabbi Yosef answers that there are smuchim in Eretz Yisrael, hanan shlichasai ku avdina. We in Bavel function as the shluchim of the rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael. The Rishonim ask, what about Bizman HaZeh? There are no smuchim anywhere in the world. No smuchim even in Eretz Yisrael. So the Rishonim say, Anan Shelechasai Dekamoi Ko Abdinan. We function as the shluchim of the original Rabbanim who used to live in Eretz Yisrael. That was 1,500 years ago. They lived in Eretz Yisrael. So we're still shluchim of the people who died 1,500 years ago. That's Akasha. And the Mishnah says in Gittin, in the first paragraph, a man appoints a shliach to give a get to his wife, and then the husband dies. Let's say the husband dies and he has no children. So his wife needs chalitza. If the husband would have divorced his wife, she wouldn't have needed any chalitza. So now the husband made a shliach, husband wrote a get, and he gives a get to the shliach, and he tells the shliach, deliver the get to my wife. Then we discover later on, they had no cell phones in the days of Gemara. We discover later on, the get was given after the husband died already. So the Mishnah says, too late. You can't ain't get lacham. He said, you can't give the get after the husband died. The mishalech died. So the shliach says, batla mevutl. So the woman has to have chalitza. She's an almana. She can't become a grusha. The husband died already. So how can we be shluchim today? Shluchasai de kamoi. Bishleima, in the days of Rav Yosef, they can say that they're shluchim of the Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael had smicha, so they're the shluchim. How can he say today that we're the shluchim shluchasai de kamoi kabdin? Can't be a shliach if the mishalech died already. So that's what the Rashba says. The whole idea of shluchasai is only with the Rabbanim. What it means is hefke bezna hefke. Yeah, that would be good. Hefke bezna hefke. Indeed, in Mominus you can say hefke bezna hefke takana de Rabbanim. But the Gemara says they were ma'asa on a get. Rav Yosef was forcing people to give a get. So that's Issa Veheta. So how can you say Hefke? According to the Rashba, how can you say Hefke Bezna Hefke? That's a problem on the Rashba. Tosfos' opinion is that Shlichosai is a Din D'oraisa, because Tosfos is there in Gittin. And in several other places also, Tosfos poses a question. The Gemara learns that from a pasuk in Yevamos. Ger Tzarech Shloisha Mishpat Ksivbe. When you convert a non-Jew, has to be under the auspices of a Bezna of three. Because Mishpat Ksivbe, different Rishonim have different pshatim. Which pasuk in Chumash does the Chumash use the word mishpat in connection with the ger? Some suggest mishpadech yalachem el ager agar b'seichichem. It's a question which pasuk. Maybe that pasuk somewhere. There's a pasuk somewhere in the Chamish Chumash Torah where the word mishpat appears in connection with ger. So Rabbi Yechanan says ger tzar shloisha mishpat ksidbe. Need a bezna three to mean mekabel ager. So Tosfos assumes you need a bezna three, probably have to be shlosha smuchim. Maybe the assumption is incorrect. The Rashba and the Rambam hold that is incorrect. You need a bezna of shlosha, but since they're not paskening any shaila, so you don't need smuchim. Smicha, according to the Rambam, apparently smicha is a din in psak. It's not a din in bezn. Not that in order to be a member of a bezn you have to have smicha. You can be a member of a bezn without smicha. You have a mishnah and chalitza. Mitzvah chalitza. You have shlosha hedyotis is good without any smicha, because they're not paskening any shayla, so you don't need smicha. The Rambam's opinion is that smicha is only a din when the bezin is paskening a shayla. So bageris does nothing to pasken. We know he's not Jewish, and after he's tevel in the mikveh, we know he is Jewish. So there's nothing. There's no sfeikus over there. And if they have a shayla, they'll call Rav Moshe, or they'll call someone else. Call the rabbanut. Then I'm going to call the RCA office. They're not going to, the three bezin, the three members of the bezin who are doing the geiris, they're not going to paskan the shayla. They call someone else to ask the shayla. So the Rama holds that it's not a kasha. But Tosfos, Rashi and Tosfos shita, that smicha is a din of bezin. It's not a din of psak. You can paskan without smicha, if you know what you're talking about. If you know how to learn, you can paskan without smicha. Smicha is a din. You can't be a member of a bezin if you don't have smicha. So Tosfos poses the kasha. How can we still be makabla ger mizman hazeh? Nobody has any smicha. So Tosfos and Yevam is on that daf. On the daf about ger is on daf mevava. So Tosfos answers that shlichosai ko abdinun. We function today as shluchim. So Tosfos' opinion clearly is that shlichosai is deraisa. The Rashba quotes the Tosfos and he says, how can it be? Shlichosai only works when the rabbanim mitam hefke bezna hefke. That's the question. How does the Rashba going to read this Gemara in Gittin daf peches? That talks about Rav Yosef Maase Agit, and that's Issa Veheta. If you koif on a get, Shaloi Kedin, the whole get is puzzled. So you're saying that the Bezin has a right to be koifa. It's Kviya Kedin, that's Issa Veheta. I don't know. So you have to break your head to figure out how the Rashba learn it. So Tosfos' opinion that Shlichus Sar Deraisa, how can it be Shlichus Sar Deraisa? The Meshachim died 1,500 years ago.
I seem to remember possibly there's a Tos that has a Chiddush by the Shlichus of the Baal that says it's not really that the Shlichus doesn't work when the Baal dies, it's that when the Baal dies there's no more Shaychus for Gittin, so that's why the Shlichus doesn't work. But really the Shlichus would work after the Baal dies.
Because Shluch Shalom Kamaisa, when you point to Shliach, he takes over everything.
So could you say the same thing? That's what the Rashba understood, maybe?
That's a difficult Ktsais. The Ktsais is based on a Rambam that doesn't exist. The Chazon Ish points out the Ktsais misunderstood a Rambam. We don't follow that Ktsais. Yeah, that's a problematic Ktsais. So you're right, there is such a Ktsais, problematic Ktsais, yeah. So Ktsais obviously thinks that Shlichosai is a Din Daraisa.
If you hold that Shlichus that the Rashba that's in Psak, so isn't it a mitzvah of a guf? Meaning this person is making a Psak.
How can you say Shlichus? Let's say the Kohen is tired, so he sends me, I should duchen for him. He sends me, I should be makru the karbonis and the Beis Hamikdash. It's like a mitzvah shebegufo. He has the qualification. He's a Kohen, I'm not a Kohen. So how can he send a non-Kohen to duchen? So how can the Shluchim from 1,500 years ago, how can they appoint us, Shlichusai Kavdina? But we don't have smicha. We don't have the qualifications. So how can they appoint me as a Shliach? That's a problem. So this is raised by the... This is Chidush HaRan on Sanhedrin. So in the beginning of Sanhedrin, the first daf in Sanhedrin, he quotes a Ramban on this, and he quotes a Ramban every so often on Rabbi Nadavid, the Talmud of the Rabban, Rabbi Nadavid Bonfi, has a Chidush on Sanhedrin. So the Ran quotes Rabbi Nadavid, he quotes the Ramban. Here he quotes a long piece of Ramban. Ramban has the following famous explanation. The Ran on the first daf in Sanhedrin. So he says that there are two dinim in Hedyotis. A non-somuch, there are two halachas. One halacha is that he's puzzled to serve as a member of a bezin. And number two, that there's an iser to go to the there's an iser to go to the Hedyotis. Eile mishpatim shetasim lefneim lo lefnei Hedyotis. There's an iser. So the Ramban suggests that the iser not to go to Hedyotis is mishum kvodim shel hasmuchim. It's a violation of kavod of the smuchim if you go to non-smuchim. So if the smuchim are moichel on the kavod, then there's no iser. That's number one. So that's how it works in the Torah. It doesn't really mean shlichosayu. Means that the moichel on the kavod, so there's no iser. But what doesn't help? There's no iser, but there's still a psul. So he says in chiddush number two, he's interpreting the chiddush number two that the psul is a function of the iser. Whenever there's an iser, then there's a psul. Whenever the smuchim are moichel on the kavod, there's no iser. When there's no iser, then there's no psul. So that's how you can wave a magic wand over here and say shlichosayu works in the Torah. How can it work in the Torah? The answer is, It's not shlucha shaladim kamaisa. What is it? I'm not a kohen. I can't duchen for the kohen. I'm not a somach. I can't be functioning as a shliach. And the mishachim died 1,500 years ago. It's not a din of shlichas. It's a word that the moichel on their kovet, so that takes off the iser. And the psul is a function of the iser. So whenever the iser is taken care of, then there isn't going to be any psul. So that's when you look in Chosh Mishpat. In Simon Aleph, and in the Sibas, Sif Katan Aleph, that's the first comment that he has, where the Shlichasai works Menatar Medir Rabban. He discusses whether the mitzvah of Hamadas Dayadim. There's a mitzvah, Shofta Shot Hitlachal B'chol Sharecho, Lishvatecho. You have to have a Bezdin in every city. A decent society has to have Batidinim to maintain law and order. So are we in fulfillment? Do we have the ability to fulfill that mitzvah Menatar today? Because we don't have any smuchim. So that's the first comment that the Nesiva says. Whether Hamadas Dayonim is the Raisa de Rabbanan depends on this machloikas. According to Tosfos, Shlichasai works min HaTorah. And according to the Rashba, he says Shlichasai was only the Rabbanan. It just means a way of saying Hefka Bez Nefka. They allowed us to be Dan Dinim Amenis even though we don't have smicha. And that's the question, how does it work by the Isri on the Get? So this is the question. How can Tosfos here has a kasha? Tosfos here, Tosfos in Gittin, a few places, Tosfos has the same kasha. The pasuk says, "Ela mishpatam shetosim lifneihem," in the plural. Who is the plural lifneihem? So the Gemara has two interpretations. one level of interpretation, lift their hand, the whole tzibur. Tell the whole tzibur, the men, the women, all the dinim, hishva, kasav, ish, liish, the chol dinim, shabbat Torah. Kinyonim and the zikin, say that the zikin applies, halvois, everything hashem ish applies equally to men and to women. Is that really true? Everything is equal, men and women. No, we had a difference. That kinyon chotze. Chotze de gavre is mitam shliach, chotze de itz is mitam yad. There was a difference. Nafkemina, hakotten. A cotton cannot have a kinyachotze. A ketana can have a kinyachotze. They're not exactly 100% equal. Men and women are very a fluky din. It's one lashon in the Gemara, and that's how the Rif and the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch pass like that. The chotze of a man, we didn't discuss it? Okay. I must have said a shiur somewhere else. Okay. I think when I was in Eretz Yisrael, I must have discussed it. In Shulchan Aruch, we pass that the chotze of a man is mitam shluchai. And a cotton can't have a shliach. So if a little cotton has a chotzer, he can't be counted with a kinya chotzer, because chotzer of the man is mitam shluch. The chotzer of a woman is mitam yad. So a girl has a kinya yad. The girl can have a kinya, even the ketana can have a kinya yad. So there is a slight difference. But basically, enem mishpatam shetasim lefneim is hishva kasav ish liish l'chol dinim shabbat Torah. Everything in the zikin. Halvoes and shvuas ha-shvua deraisa and kinyonim, mekach hamemka, all the dinim are the same. Ishav ha-kosav ish. So in that level of interpretation, ha-shatasim lifneim goes on the balabatim, on the nidonim. Ishav ha-kosav ish aliyish. Then the Gemara has in Gittin Peches, elam shvatim shatasim lifneim, lifneim lo lifnei hadyotos. Lifneim goes on the members of the bezin. So Tosfos raises the question, can you combine the two together? Lifnehem in the plural means men and the women, male and female, and lifnehem means the dayanim who are qualified. Below lifnei hadyoto, so can you put the two levels of interpretation together so women can qualify to be echad ish v'echad isha, the all kosher to serve as dayanim in a din Torah? So these are the 2 days in Tosfos. Tosfos quotes the pasuk from Devarim. Hishofto es Yisrael. Devarim was a shofetus. Shofetas means a dayan in a din Torah. Or shofetas means like a chassidish rebbe. She was giving eitzes on shidduchim, on business, blessings on business. You know, like you go to the Baba Sali. The people went to the Baba Sali. They didn't go for shilas and halacha. They went eitzes. They went for eitzes. I have a distant relative. He used to be. He is. He's still alive. He is a criminal lawyer. And he deals all, unfortunately, Jewish criminals. And whenever he knows how to get the guy off the hook, he does so. And whenever he didn't know how, he would go to the Baba Sali. Baba Sali would tell him the most ridiculous suggestion. He followed it to the T, and the guy was always off the hook. Always worked. And he didn't ask him any shilas. He asked him, how do I get the guy off the hook? Or I have another relative who is a very extremely wealthy person. He has investments all over the place, and he used to go to the Baba Sali, and maybe he goes now to his grandson, or whoever they go to now, I don't know. This guy is Ayeke. So he would go to the Baba Sali and ask him where to invest. Whatever he would tell him, he would do. And he became a multi-billionaire. He became a very wealthy man. So that's the Shaila. He shofta, so means that she was a shofetas, a dayanas. She was functioning as an Indina Torah. Oh, Shofte says, so she was like the Baba Sali.
Rabbi, I think the Baba Sali was the Abbas in Morocco.
But in Eretz Yisrael, he didn't function.
Ask him like Gunishalas.
Huh?
Ask him like Gunishalas.
Okay, but in Eretz Yisrael, he didn't function. People flocked to him from all over the world, not to ask Shailas and Chashim Ishba. So those are the 2 days in Tosfos. He Shofte Yisrael. Tosfos doesn't even say that. Boshem Shofte Yisrael just means she was a chassidish rebbe. She was a chassidish rebbe. Tosfos says maybe she's really psula lodun, but they were mekabel her. Shemahay bekabla moisaleh mishum shchina, because they saw that she has ruach hakodesh, that they would accept her. That's a mishnah in Sanhedrin. Nemar alayaba, nemar alayla shlosha roi boker. If you have a posula aid, you have a dinter, and the only one who can testify is my father or my brother or my wife, and she's going to testify against me. So she's not kosher leedus. So if I say, if my wife testifies, she says that I'm chayiv, I'll pay the money. So if you keep it all up, if you mekabel the eight pasul, Or yeah, let's say you have Neman Alai Abba, Neman Alai Avicha. I'll accept your father as a dayan and in the Torah, even though he's really puzzled because he's related to you. I'll accept him as a dayan. So you can make Kabbal puzzle a dayan. There's a din of Kabbalah. So Taisus understands that Devaira was a Shofetes, Dine Torah, but maybe they're on the Kabbal. Other Rishonim say, Shoftai Samin, she gave Eitzes. She gave Eitzes in Shiduchim. Doesn't mean she was a Shofetes in Dine Mamas. And the other sheet in Taisus was, no, that the Mishnah in Shavuos, the Mishnah in Nida, and Daf Memtes, that sounds like it's kemat explicit. It sounds like it says whoever is pasul eitz is pasul adayanis. Maybe it doesn't go on isha. Maybe it only goes on kroivim and rishoyim, kroivim and psulim. So we explained why yesterday. Shab Salvechik liked to say over that pshat that the nesibus and choshem mishpat and nesim and about nimtzach and menaydim karva pasos and the nesibus quotes from the. Urim Betumim. Urim Betumim is a sefer Chosh Mishpat by Rabbi Yonah Zain Eibishitz. So Rabbi Yonah Zain Eibishitz writes there that there are six people where you don't apply Nimtzach and Meredim Karva Apostle. Let's say you have three witnesses testify on a case. Two witnesses are kosher ladies, and the third witness happens to be a very, very intelligent parrot. He knows how to talk Yiddish. So he gives a Haggadah Seidus to the Bezin. He said, I was also watching, and I saw what happened, and I was standing on that side, the Eidim was standing over there, and he tells the whole story. The parrot tells the whole story. So the parrot is not Jewish, so he's not kosher leidus. So would you say the other two Eidim are apostle, Nimtzach, and my Eidim are apostle? The answer is a parrot is not called an Eid. There's no shame Eid at all. So the Tumim, quoted by the Nesiva, says that there are six people, Cherishayot to the Kotna, but Akamisha, these six people don't have a shame Eid at all. So you can't say Nimtzach, and min ha'Eidim are apostle. This is along the lines the Ravid has like that, that the din of Eidus Shebatl Mektsasa Batl Kula, the Gemara has such a din. A man tells a whole Haggadah Seidus, a whole story, and part of what he said cannot be accepted. So then we don't even accept the part that could be accepted. That's a Gemara later. Eidus Shebatl Mektsasa Batl Kula is in the Ayins. In the middle of Perek Merubim. So where did the Gemara come up with such an idea? So the Ravid, the Rosh, in the end of the first Perek of Makkos, quotes this big chunk of a Ravid. We have the Ravid on the side of the Rambam, but he doesn't explain himself well. So the Rosh explains the whole thing, Baharchove, and the Chidush Aran, and Sanhedrin, and Daftes also explains the whole Ravid, Baharchove, that the din of, where did the Gemara come up to say such a din? Eidu Shabbat HaMitzal Sabbat Lekula. It's based on the, it's an offshoot of the din of Nimtzach and Meredim Karva Apostle. Let's say the court stenographer is typing, Reuven gives Haggadah Seidus, then he types Shim is Haggadah Seidus, then Levi is Haggadah Seidus. He types everything, and then we find out we made a mistake. Levi is related over here. Levi is a Karev to the Tavea, to the Nitva. So we say Nimtzach and Meredim Karva Apostle, Levi is Kulim Betela. The stenographer has to throw everything out in the garbage. Why? Because they all testified. Took the dibur of each other, the Rav Mitzur of Yachad, Nimtzach and Eidim Karva Apostle. So that's exactly the same as saying Eidu Shabbat Mitzasa, Bat Lekula. And Eid said a whole story, and part of it we have to throw out. So since you have to throw out part, you have to throw everything out. So that's what number one. That's what the Ravid says. There is a din of Eidu Shabbat Mitzasa, Bat Lekula, is an offshoot. It's identical with the din of Nimtzach and Eidim Karva Apostle. And then he says number two. Karva Pasul only applies if the third person is an Eid Pasul. But if he's a Baldover, he's the Baldover in person, the Baldover doesn't have a Shem Eid at all. Just like the Nesivis quotes the Tumim, there are six people, Cherisho to the Kot, Nevedak, and Misha, don't have a Shem Eid at all. So the Ravid comes up with such a Chiddush, Rashi and Makkos also writes the same in the first Perek and Makkos, the Baldover doesn't have a Shem Eid at all. So therefore you can't apply the rule of Nimtzach and Menedim Karav Apostle. So you can't, therefore you also can't apply the rule of Eidu Shabbat L'Mitzos, Shabbat L'Kul. I give a whole Haggadah. Part of what I say cannot be accepted because I'm a Baldover. So then you do accept the other half. Why don't you say, that's called Pagin and Iburah. Why don't you say Eidu Shabbat L'Mitzos, Shabbat L'Kul? So the Ravid restricts the din of Pagin and Iburah. You accept half of what he said, you don't accept the other half. The F that you can't accept is because he's a Baldover. Baldover doesn't have a shame aid at all. So never got the stenographer, never had the right to type that. There's no shame aidus at all. So you can't say aidus about tomiksos about lukul. That's the famous rabbit. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik interpreted over here also. Taisa says that the Mishnah Nida that says whoever is pasala aidus is pasala dayonis, the reverse is not true. There is no rule that whoever is pasala dayonis is pasala aidus. You have an Am Haaretz, is pasala dayonis, he doesn't know din, he doesn't know halacha, but he's kashala aidus. But in one direction there is a deal. Whoever is pasala aidus is pasala dayonis. So Taisa says it doesn't apply to Noshim. Why arbitrarily shouldn't the rule apply to Noshim? Because Noshim are not postulators. Anisha doesn't have a shame aid at all. If a person has a paslus, a korev is an eight posel. A rosha is an eight posel. So if he has a paslus latest, the same paslus of krovim or rishoyim, what pasels one latest, pasels one ledayanis as well. But if a person doesn't have a shame aid, doesn't necessarily follow, doesn't have a shame diet. So that's the one opinion of Tosfos, that Ishik Shera Ladun, a woman could be part of a member of a Bezdin. She can be one of the three members of the Bezdin. Apparently, giving the smicha, that's not a problem. The woman has to be Elohim, they have to be smuchim. So the woman getting smicha, that Tosfos doesn't see any problem. The only problem is whether Ishik Shera Ladun or not. Because since Anisha's psula leidit, maybe she's psula Ladun as well. So that's the 2 days in Tosfos, whether Isha is Psula Ladun or not. So that's the Rosh Hashanah's kasha. What do you do with the Gemara in the first daf in Gittin? Gemara says Beferish. If you're going to say Bifnei, the Shliach Lahilochas Haget is going to say Bifananechta, Bifnei Shnayim, you really have to say Bifnei Shloisha. But if you hold Shliach Nase, the Machloik is Bishame Bisilin, beginning of the second parak in Gitman. Bishame hold Ein Shliach Nase Eid. Means like this. The Chosin gives a ring to the Shliach to give to the Kala. The Shliach gives a ring to the Kala in the presence of one witness, and he's going to be the other witness. The Shliach with the other Eid Echad are the two Eidim on the Kiddushin. The din is if you give Kiddushin, there's no Eidim watching, the Gemara learns out from a Pasuk, it's not Chal. What Rav Chaim calls l'kiyam adover. If there aren't two eidim watching, so the whole kiddushin is not chal. So the shaila there is beisham I hold ein shliach nasa eid. Shlucha shalom kemoisoi. So the shliach is like the baldover. Let's say the chosin will give the ring to the kala. So the chosin is watching. The chosin is watching and the kala is watching. So you have two eidim. The answer is no. The chosin and the kala. Kala is an isha. And they're both chosin and the kala, they're both balei dvarim, so they're not kosher to serve as edim. So if he says shlucha shalom kemoisos, so b'sham I believe that the shliach is the balamaisa, he's making the kedushin, so he's the baldover over here. So the ein shliach nasa eid, he's the baldover. So just like shliach according to b'sham I, ein shliach nasa eid, ein shliach nasa dayan either. But we don't pasken like b'sham I, we pasken like b'shilol. That the shliach is not called the baldover. Why? Shlucha shalom kamaisa doesn't mean he becomes the baldover. He's not even the balamaisa either. The shliach is not the balamaisa. When they say shlucha shalom kamaisa, it's not that I made the kinyan and it's chal for you. You sent me as a shliach to be mekadosh deisha. So I did the maisa kedusha and the chalos is for you. No. Shlucha shalom kamaisa means it's considered as if the mishalech did the maisa kedusha and the mishalech gets the wife. He did both. Shlucha shalom kamaisa, the maisa kedushin relates to the mishaleach. It's not considered that the shaliach did the maisa kedushin and it's chal for the mishaleach. With the principle of kamaisa, the shliach is out of the picture. He does a maisa kaif bialma. He's not called the bala maisa over here. So that's what we pass from like Beis Hillel, that shliach nasa eid. So the shliach nasa eid should be shliach nasa dayan also. If you say the shliach is not a baldover, so shliach nasa eid, the din is like Beis Hillel. So the din should be the shliach nasa dayan as well. So the Gemara says you're right. Bifnei kama nosna lo, when the shliach lo hilochas haget b'chutzlor, it says b'fanei nechtav, he really ought to say it in the presence of a bezin of three. But shliach nasa eid, so shliach nasa dayan. So the shliach can be one of the members of the bezin. But if the shliach is an isha, because the din is a man may appoint an isha, he doesn't have to. He may appoint an isha as a shliach lo hilochas haget, and the woman may appoint a man as a shliach lekabolas haget. The Gemara had a havamina, which they rejected. It's Mishnayos all over the place. It's not correct. The Gemara had suggested, Havamina, that maybe a woman is not Betoras Nisinas Haget, and maybe a man is Ainim Betoras Kabbalas Haget. Maybe men can only give Gittin, and women can only receive Gittin. The Gemara says, no, that's called Yeshtim Betoras. They're Betoras Gerishin, they don't have to be Betoras Nisinas Haget. So that's what the Gemara says. If the husband will appoint a woman as a Shlech Lailach Haget, and the woman is going to say b'fanei nechtam, so a woman cannot be mitzarf to be a member of a bezdin. So then you need b'fnei shlosha. So maybe that's why they always insist that you need b'fnei shlosha, because sometimes the shliach la'ilach will be a woman. So what do you do? How can Tosfos have two opinions? If it's a b'feirush Gemara, a woman cannot be a member of a bezdin. How can Tosfos have 2 days? That's the problem. So someone asked this to Rav Soloveitchik. He was thinking for a while. He said, maybe there's a difference whether the Bezdin is paskening the different kinds of Bate Dinim. They were talking about a Bezdin just for Kabbalah Seders. Shlich La'aloch will say, before an echta, the get was written Lishmo. So the Bezdin is not really paskening anything. So maybe the 2 days in Tosfos, according to the one opinion of Tosfos, Ishuk Sheira Lodun, that means to pasken a Shaila. You have a Din Torah. So the woman could be a member of a bezin if the role of the bezin is to paskan a shaila. But let's say the role of the bezin will be to do lekiyam adover. Let's say a bezin by geiris. We just spoke before a bezin by geiris is a machlokes tesis against the Rashba and the Rambam where they need smuchim or not. So tesis thinks that mikra din you need smuchim for a geiris, and they ask a question: how can we mekabel ger mizman hazeh? We don't have any smicha, so Tosfos shlichusai de kamoi kuabdinan. We apply shlichusai. So Tosfos assumes that you need shlosha smuchim for geirus. And the Rambam and the Rashba think, they seem to hold, you only need shlosha, you don't need smuchim. Why? It's similar to the bezdan by chalitza. The bezdan by chalitza isn't paskening anything. They can be hadyotis. They don't have to know how to learn at all. Not only they don't eat smich, they don't have to know how to learn at all. They just watch the chalitza, and they make sure that everything is done properly. Okay. So the bezin by Kabbalah's geiris also. They're not paskening any dintar. They're not being machriya in any halacha. Just following the rules and the regulations. And there's a handbook that says how to supervise a chalitza. So they follow step by step, and they supervise the chalitza. So it could be, that's what Rav Soloveitchik suggested, Beleiz Brer, he didn't have any other answer. He said, maybe that Gemara in the beginning of Gittin that assumes a such a Dova Posha, the Isha cannot be a member of a Bezin, maybe that's only if the Bezin is Lekiyam Adover, that they're supervising something. But if the Bezin is Paskan Yashayla, if the woman knows how to learn, she has Smicha, so that she can. One should have thought the reverse. One might have thought the reverse. The Bezin is Paskan is a more serious Bezin. So he suggests that maybe this is a chilek, that a bezna just lekiyam adover, that a woman cannot be a member of such a bezna. Bezna's mekabalei, this is just lekiyam adover. They're not paskening anything, but if a bezna to paskena din Torah, then Tosfos has one opinion, that an ishek sheva lodum.
Can you give a svara of why a woman can't be a bezna?
He didn't mention any svara. The possible svara would be that the Gemara has a din. Some tossim alecha melech, the Chumash has a din. So the Gemara says, same tossim, why is it written kefa loshen? So there's a machlokes ha-tanaim, where they say, di b'teru k'lushem b'ni adam, or lo di b'teru k'lushem b'ni adam. So the Tanaim, Rabbi Yishmael, thinks, lo di b'teru k'lushem b'ni adam, the Lashonis Kfulim don't necessarily mean anything. The Torah has extra words, and you should not be medayik. We usually don't accept Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. We assume, like Rabbi Akiva, that lo dibur Torah k'lashon b'ni adam. Whenever you have the Lashonis Kfulim, hanik tanik nasin tim masach tiftach. Whenever you have a kefa loshen mos yuma, so we assume that it's lidrasha. Here it says same tosim alecha melech. So the Gemara in Yevamah says same tosim kol mesim is b'mashma. Goes on appointing someone to any position of Sarara. And then it says, Mikere v'achecha tosim alech ha-melech, osucha la salach ishnachar shalo achichahu. It may not appoint a ger, may not appoint a non-Jew to a position of Sarara over Jews, made on a point a ger to position of Sarah over Yisraelim. So the Gemara says that you cannot have a ger dan chavera hager. A ger can be a member of a bezdin if the baledinim that you're judging are both gerim. But if one of the baledinim or both are Yisraelim, then the ger is not dan esa Yisrael. That's a violation of sam tasm kom simus b'mashem. The original pasuk talks about melech. That's the highest appointment in Klal Yisrael, is the king. And below the king is dayanim, when they have a dintar, they're paskinah on the baladinim. So it says, sam tasm kom simus b'mashma, and it says, mikera b'checha mimuvcha shebachecha. And you can't appoint the ger to be a member, ger dan chavera ger, but you cannot, the ger can be not that be dan a Yisrael. So the Sifrei, that's in Dvorim. Some tos malach and melech, that's in Dvorim. So the Sifrei has a common melech v'lai malcha. You're not supposed to appoint a woman to the position of malchus. And then the Rambam says, so I'm tossing kol simus b'mashma. You put the two together. The Gemara in Yevamos never says he cannot appoint a woman to be the president of the shul. The Gemara says he can't appoint a ger to be the president of the shul. But if you put the two together, because the Gemara in Brachas has that din, melech v'lei malka, the Gemara doesn't quote that drasha, but the Gemara says that women cannot, the Gemara has a machlekes, if a person benches, so you have to mention a whole bunch of additional things in the Birchas HaMasen. So one of the additional things that doesn't really say in the Chumash is you have to mention Malchus Beis David Mishichach. You have to, when we used to have Malchus Beis David, so we would thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he gave us Malchus Beis David. Now we don't have Malchus Beis David, so you say Rachim Noah, a Malchus Beis David Mishichach, have Rachmanis. So the Gemara has a Machlokes, if a man is benching and he forgot to say Malchus Beis David, is he Yotze B'dieved or not? So one opinion is that you cannot say that you're not Yotze, because women don't have to say Malchus Beis David, because women have no shaychus with the Malchus, with Malchus. Why do women not have a shaychus to Malchus? So the Pashup Shat in the Gemara in Brachas, it's in Shlosh Shachlu, by Benchim Mizuman, by the text of the Birchas HaMazon there. The Gemara has all the dinim of Birchas, Shlosh Shachlu is all about Mizuman, but it has all the basic dinim of Birchas HaMazon also in the same parak. So the Gemara has one opinion, Noshim are not involved in Malchus, and it's assumed that's the reason why, because some Tosim Malach and Melech, Melech Malay Malka, that the women cannot be appointed to a position of Sarara over the men. Just like a Ger, that's how the Rambam writes, just like a Ger cannot be appointed to a position of Sarara over Yisraelim, some Tosim Kom Simas Ben Mashma, not only Malchus, even other Sararas. The Gemara says if you have a workers' union, you have a workers' union, a laborers' union, so you have to have someone the president of the union in order to make all the negotiations. So you're not allowed to have appoint a ger to be the president of the union. So the Rama puts together Melech Velay Malka. So he says you cannot have a woman appointed to a position of Sarara either. Moshe Feinstein writes in his sefer. He disagrees. He says, we don't paskel like the Rambam. He thinks we shouldn't paskel. Rav Soloveitchik said, you're not allowed to appoint a woman to be the president of the shul. He once told one of the Rabbanim that if they appoint a woman to be the president of the shul, he has to resign from their position, from the Rabbanim, because it's keneged adin. So Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva. He thinks that we don't accept that Rambam shita. He says, because it is Taisus. Taisus is discussing whether a woman is ksheva ladun. Taisus didn't say she's only done women. Pasha Peshat, she's being done men also. So if you say that the din, you put the two dinim together, same tasim, kol mesimus b'mashma, and you say that melech v'lei malko, not only kol mesimus b'mashma goes on a ger, you cannot appoint a ger to be the president of the labor union. So you cannot appoint a woman to be the president of the labor union. You have men and women. So how can a woman be a member of a bezin if the din is ger, only dan chavera ger? Ger cannot be dan as a Yisrael. So a woman can only be dan an isha? So Tosfos didn't say that. Tosfos is missing. They should have explained. Only if the taver and nitva are both women. Tosfos didn't say that. So where he says, from all these rishonim, all the Balei HaTosfos, you get the impression that that they hold that the din of isha only melech v'lo malka only applies to melech, doesn't apply kol mesimas b'mashma. That's what when they appointed the golden meir as the rosh hamemshala, so someone accused Rav Moshe Feinstein. They said it's his fault because of his tshuva, because he wrote that the din of sorori is only usher by women to appoint the melech. So he said, what do you mean? So he, I would think that it's a joke. They blamed Rav Moshe Feinstein. So they asked Rav Soloveitchik about that. Is it permissible to make Golda Meir, the Rosh HaMemshalah? So he said, and Ben-Gurion was mutar. He said, Ben-Gurion was an apikiris. They're not asking us. They're not asking the Mizrahi. It's, the whole thing is Shalek Yedin. They're not asking what the din is. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that it's Keneged Adin. You can't appoint a woman as the Rosh HaMemshalah. Rav Moshe wrote that he thinks everything is mutar, only Malchus is asa. So then they said it's all because of Rav Moshe's tshuva that they appointed Golda Meir. So he felt compelled to answer himself, and then he printed it in the later tshuva. So he writes, no, they didn't ask me. They never look at my tshuvas. They don't ask me any shilas. I don't know what he felt so funny. What did he feel guilty? Yeah.
Is there a couple of chomer that you wouldn't be allowed to appoint non-Jews as well?
Sure.
How do we have a non-Jewish president? Isn't that an issue?
Who, a non-Jewish president in
Eretz Israel? No, in America. I'm saying, you talk about workers' union, and that's an issue.
If it's a Jewish organization, you can't appoint a non-Jew as the head. But if it's a big country over here, the Jews are the minority, should be a minority.
So my workers' union, it's not like a Jewish workers' union?
Yeah. So you can't appoint, you're not going to have a non-Jew, you're going to have a ger. So you can't appoint a ger to be the head of this union, the labor's union, yeah.
But how does this explain this dude, how to answer the Rashash's kasha and the mechalik between
Edus? So Rav Soloveitchik suggested maybe Isha Psula Lodun L'choladeis when the role of the Bezin is L'kim Hadover. They're supposed to supervise something. So that a woman can't do. But over here we'll be talking about Paskin and Shaila. So if the woman knows how to learn, she has smicha, so she can paskin the shayla. But to do something under the auspices of the bezdin, like a geris, or like kabbalah sedus, has to be bifnei bezdin, a bezdin lekiyam adover. So that's like an act of sorora. Kiyam adover
and paskin shayla. Why is one more sorora than the other? Every time a sorora has to have a key, a halachic kiyam in it.
It's a weak teretz. Okay, maskim is a weak teretz. Yes.
Also, isn't the riff, I think the Leary quotes the Gemara in Shabbos have a chesed al, and he says you don't even need a maybe for the evidence by Gerus. Right? It says a Gerus and a Skyler are better than offering. So like,
the Shilta Gidbarim on the side of the riff in Yevamos reads the riff Kipshuto, that the Bezdin is not Miyakeh B'Yevet by the Gerus. Yeah.
The Leary also has, it's there in Shabbos.
Okay.
So I'm saying, to make such a chilat,
A ger needs a bezn of shlosha. The question is ma'akeh? Maybe it's only lechatchila. Maybe it's not mi'akeh b'di'evet. So the riff, the simple reading of the riff is that the bezn is not mi'akeh b'di'evet. That's what it sounds like from the riff.
Doesn't the Rashash point out that a whole group of Rishonim have a different gears of that Gemara? And it wasn't saying women are psula ladun, but just that the woman herself
was
being
the
Iskarish, can't be on the
basin? Could be. I'm not familiar. I don't remember. That same Rashash? Okay.
Yeah.
Good. That'll solve the problem. Yeah.
By Malchus, do we say that it's the Isser is on the Sima? Or even if the Malchus were to fall to a princess and there's no brothers, would we have another bias take over the Malchus?
It could be that it's only when you appoint a melech. If a melech got to be rushes, it could be there's no isa. It could be the isa was only to appoint a melech, right? That's the shaila that the Kesem Mishnah, I think, asks on the Rambam. The Rambam quotes that the Sefte can only appoint mikerev achecha mimuvcha shebachecha. He can only appoint the person as a melech if it's aviv v'ima miYisrael. So the question is that Shlem HaMelech's who was Bathsheba, his mother. And then who is the Melech after Shlomo? Rechavam. Who is Rechavam's mother? Nam HaMoinis. So it wasn't Aviv Imam Yisrael. So that's the kasha. How could they appoint the Kesa Mishnah on the side of the Rama master? The Rama quotes it to Sefta, the Tosis quotes also. You can only appoint a person as a Melech if it's Ovi V'ima Yisrael. So how can it be? But Rechavam's mother was a Gioris. She wasn't the Imam Yisrael. So I think the Kesa Mishnah answers that Rechavam got the Malchus B'Yerusha. The din of not to appoint Shalom Yikarev Achecha means that Tchilas HaHismanos shouldn't be like that. But if the person yarshin the position, then there's no problem. We didn't appoint him. He fell into it. Yeah, that's Mistama also. There's another exception. Well, let's say if the most qualified person was Golda Meir, so Mistama then it's Mutta. If you have a man and a woman, and the man is just as qualified as the woman, so Mistama then there's a din. If you have a choice, then there's a din. Melech v'loy Malka, same tasim kol nasim is b'mashma. But if the man is not qualified, only the woman is qualified. There was a rabbi in New Jersey, so they were having elections in his shul for the president. So there was a man and a woman running for the position. So the man was running on the platform. He wants to get rid of the rabbi and hire a rabbi from Chovev Torah. And the woman was running for president on the platform to retain the status of the shul. She wants it to remain Orthodox. So the rabbi had to call up long distance to Rabbi Lichtenstein to ask him, is he allowed to have a woman? So Rabbi Lichtenstein was mekel. He'd ask any rabbi in New York to tell you the same thing. If you have a choice between a man president who wants to make the shul conservative and a female president who wants to retain the shul as Orthodox, you didn't have to call Rabbi Lichtenstein. Anyone with an ounce of seichel would tell you, appoint the woman, see to it that the woman becomes the president of the shul. Yeah, if the woman is the best candidate for the job, that's not a problem. Ezicha muta. So this is a famous Tosfos. The Sefer HaChinuch always writes on every mitzvah, whether the mitzvah applies to men and to women, and the mitzvah only applies to men, and the mitzvah only applies to women. So when he has the dinim about not to take shoychad, and mishpat tzedek, shavtos on mishpat tzedek, and so on, so he always writes, the din is noy bischor menikebis. So obviously he thinks that yishek sheva lodum, the pischei tshuva points that out. Obviously the Sefer HaChinuch is of the opinion, the one opinion in Tosfos, Yishek Sheva Lodin, because the dinim, those dinim only apply to one who's a dayan on it, din Torah. Yeah.
Maybe there's room for a distinction between making the Humador and making the Psalach Halacha. Rashi and Sanhedrin and Akiv Zayin with that, the quote says that even for dinim nefasho, there's a separate inyan of having a bait in the Kabbalat Edu, bait in the Shlosha. Even though for Esim, you need Esim Shlosha for Dinei Nefasho, for Kabbalat Edu, you only need Shlosha. Maybe that's further room to distinguish between two different types of Bet Din, for what Salvechik was saying.
This is a Machlokes HaRishonim, yeah.
Right, so
whether the Bet Din for Kabbalah Seidus for Dinei Nefasho needs also 23. What's enough with three? Yeah. Ramban al Torah quotes Rav Sadigon in his translation, Achumish, says that a bezna of three is sufficient for Kabbalah Seidus on Nefash. Ramban disagrees. He thinks that you need 23. Yeah? So what he's saying over here?
So I think Rashi holds like Rav Sadigon, Rav Yehuda.
That's what it sounds like, yeah.
So maybe that would be further room to distinguish between two different types of Bet Din. Kabbalah Eidur isn't Paskin, whereas you need for Din Nefash, Paskin the Shaila, you need Esim Shlosha.
Right, so you see there's a difference there for one.
So either you could say you have a difference in showing, or you could say that maybe it's a result.
I mean, you see there's a difference. Yeah. The Bezin for Kabbalah Seidus is just Lekim Adover.
Yeah.
They're not Paskin anything. But there we say to Paskin, you require more.
Right.
To Paskin need 23. Here we're saying that it's less. To Paskin Ishik Sheryl Odun, to Paskin Adintura. But to be Mekabaladis or to supervise the Geirus or something like that, if it's Lekim Adover, that you would need the men.
Also,
why should it be so? Yeah.
Also, Rebbe told us that for Shmaya Ba'Talion, one of the the Urim and the Achronim that it was okay for them to sit on the Beit HaMikdash, even though they were Gerim, is because they were only part of the Masa Amata, like Abu Gno. But in terms of the actual Pesach Halacha, they weren't allowed to pass him, because they were puzzled for the Pesach Halacha. But the Masa Amata and the Beit HaMikdash,
right, he's alluding. The Rambam writes that Shmai Rav Tanim were Gerim. So the Tosis Yontav on Pirkei Ov is asked the Kasha, how can they be Gerim if they were members of the Bez Nagodol? The Mishnah says on Horius that there's only a din of Parhal and Dovah Shal Tzibur if the Bez Nagodol, all the 71 members of the Bez Nagodol, Paskin on the case, they made a mistake in Psak Halacha, and all the 71 members were qualified to be members of the Bez Nagodol. But if one of the members of the Bez Nagodol is a Ger, and he's one of the 71, so the whole Bez Nagodol is puzzled, so it's no good. So how can the Rambam say that Shmai Rav Talion? Shmai Rav Talion were the Zugas. The Zugas, the first name is the Nossi, the second name is the Abbezin. He was the chief rabbi, he was the assistant chief rabbi. So how can they be members of the Bez Nagodol if they were Gerim? That's the Tosis Yontav's Kasha. So he thinks that what the Gemara said, Yesen b'nei Amamaya l'shlam, they were descendants from Gerim. But the Tosi Yantu thinks that the Rambam is wrong. The Rambam writes that they were Gerim. So Rav Soloveitchik said that the main role of the Bez Nagodol was really, it was the koilel of Klal Yisrael to transmit Torah Shebal Peh. That's how the Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchas Mamrin, that the Bez Nagodol Shebishalayim are the Iker Torah Shebal Peh of Amuri HaHoyro. They transmit the Torah Shebal Peh. Once in a long while, they're called upon to issue a psak. But usually not. That's why the Bez Nagodol meets even on Shabbos and Yontif, and they have longer hours than everybody else. Because the Koilel, a Bezna of 23 or a Bezna of 3 doesn't meet on Shabbos and Yontif, because they're Rishem Yichtov. They may write down the Masa Amatin. And they don't meet all day long. They only meet till early in the afternoon, then they call it quits. And Bez Nagodol is the Koilel of Klal Yisrael. So they meet every day of the year, even in Shabbos and Yom Tov. Because the main role of the Bez Nagodol is not really to pass Shailas with Klal Yisrael. It's just to work out the dinim, to transmit the whole Masur. If an issue will come up and they'll have to give a psak that's negated to Klal Yisrael, then Shmai Vav Tanya will have to leave. We'll have to have someone else take their place. Whenever they give a psak that's going to be binding on all of Klal Yisrael, they shouldn't participate. But just to sit and learn, that's not a problem. Yeah.
Maybe
that shows there's a distinction, but also shows that it should be the inverse. Paskening
is more
common,
unlike the
Kiyum HaDamah. Yeah, should be. When you're paskening for all the Klal Yisrael, should be Mochama. So here we're saying, maybe Ishik Sheira Lodun is only to pasken, but Lekiyum HaDamah, maybe that's Mochama. Problematic. It's a difficult answer. Okay. So you have a different Girsa, so the problem is up. Okay. Haven't David Gir said that the Gemara in Gittin doesn't exist? There is no Gemara. Okay. Good. That's a famous din. Yeah. Yishva Kosav Yish Aliyish. Again, when do you say Yishva Kosav Yish? The Tosis says, in Hebrew, the top Tosis is important. In Hebrew, there is no neutral gender. Everything is either written in masculine or feminine. So Kala Tarkul is written in masculine. Beloshen Zachan Emra. So once it's written Beloshen Zachar, then you say Hishva Kosar Ish Aliyish, all the dinim apply equally. But if it says Ish, so sometimes it means Ish Velo Isha, sometimes it means Ish Prat Lekotin, sometimes it means Ish Velo Isha. But if it's just because it's written Beloshen Zachar, it says there is no neutral gender. So then you say Hishva Kosar Ish Aliyish. Where are the differences? So we know women are potter from mitzvah, says the Shazman Grama. Okay, that's one din. Then you have Kinyan Chotzer, that's a quirk of a din. Chotzer of a itza, chotzer of a woman is mitam yad, and chotzer de gavra is mitam shliach. That's a funny. That's one lashon in the Gemara, and the Rambam and the Rif paskin like that, and the Shulchan Aruch surprisingly paskins like that. Okay, but everything else we assume hishva kosher ishaliyish. Loi says shazman grama, the women are the same as the men. Only mitzvah says shazman grama is a difference. Okay, so this is an important daf Gemara. Then the second half of Tezvav and Aleph is the machlekes that we discussed from the very beginning, that when we started the Masechta, there are different types of chiyuv and mamon. There's mamon and there's knas. So the question is, palga niska chatzi nezek av shor tam, is that mamon or is that knas? So usually the definition of knas, the more quotes a brisa on the base, definition of knas is when you pay yosem imashi hizik. Rashi writes, gigon shloshim shalevet. Rashi on the base, around 10 lines from the top. Rashi assumes that the Eved is worthless. I would have thought just the reverse, that the Shloshim Shel Eved is way less than the Eved is worth. Doesn't make a difference. When Eved is a schum katsuv, he says, Onis a mefate pech hamishim shekel kesef. Whether she's a miyuchesed sheb Israel, or she's the most lowly family. And Motzi Shemer, you pay mea shekel. And Shloshim Shel Eved, you have a schum katsuv. So whenever there's a schum katsuv, obviously it doesn't correspond to the hepsid. So that's a din of a knas. The mammon is when you're paying lemalei hachisaron. I bought the house from you, so I have to pay. I bought an automobile, so I have to pay. You lent me $1,000. I have to pay because you're out $1,000, or you're out $1 million building, or you're out $35,000 for the car. You sold me the car. So whenever I pay lemalei hachisaron, that's called the mammon. Whenever I pay not lemalei hachisaron, so whenever you pay a schum katsuv, it's 50 shkolim, it's 30 shkolim, whether the eved is worth a lot or a little. So that's considered knas, because obviously the payment is not lemalei hachisaron. There's a tesis laid on Chav Dalet, Amud Aleph. Somebody on the side of the Gemara tells us to look there. I didn't have the Roch HaKodesh. Rabbi Kereger, Rabbi Gilyan Asha, someone tells you. Look in the Tosfos. On Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, Dibra Maschal Hashtahu Dekom Mesadi Bi. So the last two lines in Tosfos they write, Kevin HaVeknas B'chad Duchta HaVeknas B'chol Duchta K'rashchan Gabi Shloshim Shaleh, but Afilu Hevet Shove Shloshim exactly L'Pachas V'lo Yoser V'komakam HaVeknas V'imoyde Bei Miftar. The Mishnah says that Moide, if I'm Moide, there's a Mishnah in Ksubis, which the Gemara quotes here on the top line on Tezvav on the base. Here it says a Mishnah in Ksubis, Daf Mem Aleph. Hey Mishori Esploni, I admit I make a hedoas baldin, my shor amud killed an adam. So I have to pay koifer. So the Mishnah says you pay al piatzmo. Or hey mishori a shor shel ploni. I admit hedoas baldin kemeidim dami. I admit that I have a shor shenogach es hashor, and I'm chayif to pay. Let's say a shor amud. So it says hedoas baldin kemeidim harizim mishalam al piatzmai. If it's a tam, then it's going to be a machleker. It's got a chatzin nezik of a tam, is mamad a knas. If it's knas, then it's not mishalem al piyatzna. And then the Mishnah also says, if I admit hey mishori es avda shal ploni, any mishalem al piyatzna, because shleshim shal eved is knas and modi be knas is pata. That's the Mishnah. Even though the Rambam writes that shleshim shal eved is the koifer of the avadim, just like if my shor amud kills another, I pay koifer, so too, if my shor amud kills an abeknaini, I pay koifer. Koifer avodim shloshim shel eved. That's a loshan ram, but the Mishnah says that there's, and the Ram quotes a Mishnah, that they're not exactly identical. The koifer you do pay al piyatzma, mishalem al piyatzma, because kufer kapara, the Gemara says there in Ksuvis, masheni ken shloshim shel eved is not kapara. Shloshim shel eved is knas, because it's a schum katsu. So the Rishalmi has a suffix, Rabbi Kevega Mishnah's quotes, the Rishalmi has a suffix, what's the din if the Eved is worth exactly Shloshim Shkolim? Since that's how much it's worth, maybe then I should say that the Shloshim Shel Eved is Mammon. Tosfos assumes a Davar Pashut, that the last two lines in Tosfos on Chav Dalet and Amud Aleph, the end of the Dibra Maskel Hashtahu Dekom Mesadi Bi, so they say it's a Davar Pashut like that, since Ruba de Ruba, 99.99% of the time, the Eved is not worth exactly Shloshim Shel Eved. He's worth much more or much less. How is it going to happen he's worth exactly Shloshim? So even in a situation that he's Shav Shloshim Shel Eved lepachas v'leyoseh, exactly, mekon kam habiknas. He might be mifta. Tosfos doesn't quote the Yerushalmi. The Pashtus is, we who learn Babli, we usually assume like Tosfos, that whenever there's a skum katsu, it's going to be knas.
And
Yosef Mashihizik,
like, for example, Edom Zomim, that's in between, right? Because
he
fluctuates.
Edom Zomim is also Yosef Mashihizik. It's always because nothing happened. And even if they made him pay, he says, Hefshe b'chazara. So he gives back the money, so it was attempted Hefshid. He was attempted, the Edom were attempting to be Mopsid the person. But they really didn't succeed in being Mopsid him. Edim Zamim should really be a knas. We don't understand why there was an Atana who was of the opinion Edim Zamim in his mammon. Why do they have to quote Rabbi Kiva to come up with this whopper of a chiddush? The Pashto says Edim Zamim should be knas because there is no chaser at all. So apparently the other Tanoim think that that's all part of the onish of Kasha Zamam. They were trying to make him pay b'toras halvoa, b'toras mazik, or b'toras chayvel mammon. So if we're going to say that their payment is knas, and emodi b'knas potter, so then we're not giving him the full punishment, not kasha zom lasis liochiv. They were trying to make the other guy pay mammon. So that's why some tanaim were of the opinion that it mzamimim is mammon, because that's part of the gzeres hakasav of kasha zom. And we don't accept that. We say, no, it's a knas, because it, by definition, it's always yoisem imasha izik, because the bezin's going to be versed to psak. And it comes out that he's going to give back the money, and it was only attempted hepsid mammon. So that's the klal, that mammon is when you pay lemale esach hisarn. When you're paying yoisem imasha izik, kefel dala behe, shloshim shaleved, or anytime there's a schum kotzuf. So it doesn't, ruba de ruba is not going to correspond to the hefsid, and even if it does correspond to Tosis writes al pi pashtus, it's still going to be a knas. Whenever it's a schum kotzuf, we see it wasn't instituted by the Torah, nor the lemale esach hisarn. The Gemara later on is going to have a shaila. What's a dinam zanenem zelechoser? Zanenem zelechoser is a shaila in mammon. In mammon, the whole yisoid of paying mammon is lemale esach hisarn, to make good the hefsid mammon that the other guy's suffering. He lent me $1,000, so his bank account is missing $1,000. He gave me his mansion that's worth $1 million, so he's missing $1 million. Or I made a hezek. I was negligent. My behemoth made a hezek. So he's out the $100 of the hezek or whatever it is. So when I'm responsible for the chisaron, I have to pay. So that's when the Maharaz Shaila is, should I say it's a loy plug? The Torah made a loy plug over here, that even if it's zeloy chaser, you still have to pay. Oh no, if there's no chasav at all, then you don't have to pay. So that's going to be the sugya. But if you're talking about knas, are you talking about kapara? So of course, anenam zelachaser is going to be chayv. The whole topic of the whole discussion is anenam zelachaser is only going to be when it's mammon. When it's knas or kapara, of course, anenam zelachaser will be chayv. The Gemara says like that. When someone is moel behegdish, even if zelachaser, but mila behegdish is for kapara purposes. So you can't say loy chaser is part. So again, so there's a basic difference between mammon and knas. And the knas, we discussed yesterday, we discussed many times, knas is an onesh, and that's why ein on a mesmatz me rosha. We mentioned the Rashi in Yavam is daf chafei that moedi be knas potter. Rashi says because ein on a mesmatz me rosha. So achrei mes, what did Rashi mix together? Two different things. So the answer, it didn't mix together. That's where the pasuk says. That's what it says. It's just saying over that drasha of the Torah Shabbat Peh on that pasuk. So the reason why Moedi B'Knas Pot is because Ein Ona Meis Matz Mei Rosha. You only make the guy pay knas if you're mevara that he did some avera or he did some avla. So you say a person is not Ne'eman Al Atzma, Ein Ona Meis Matz Mei Rosha. We don't believe him that he did an avla. And therefore, whenever it wasn't this barah to the Bezdin that he did anything wrong, so the Bezdin can't paskin that we punish him. It's an oinish if you are mevarid that he did something wrong. And it doesn't make sense. Self-imposed oinish is not called an oinish. It has to be in his barib to Bezdin. Bezdin has to give a psak. So that's a shaila. If by knas, afila bebalotzi sedei shamayim, we had the grow, and afayin dalan on a base, quoted the Yerushalmi, the Bavli with the Yerushalmi, afila bebalotzi sedei shamayim, it does make sense to pay knas before Hamad Adin. So what does the Gemara say over here? He tofas leim afkinamine and tezvav amidbeis. If his tofas the knas, so he can keep it. How can he keep it? Afila bavalas eshmaim. But there's no Gemar Din. Before Gemar Din, there's nothing. There's no chiv at all. How could it be? He tofas leim afkinamine. That's the Gemara tezvav amidbeis. So there's a famous rush on this Gemara. The rush refers you to a sugya in the second perek. The Gemara has a discussion about the Ovidinish Dina Lanafshei, Aloy Ovidinish Dina Lanafshei. Let's see, where is that discussion? Where Chav Zion? Oh, it's in the third parak. Whoa, I was looking in the wrong parak. Okay. What's the Gemara Shaila? Let's say somebody stole $1,000 from me, and there's no Amitam Chachim, and there's no Pilpul, there's nothing to discuss. Beferish, open and shut case. He owes me $1,000. So does the Torah, does the Halacha say, Elam Mishpatam Shetasim Lufneim? You're not allowed to take the law into your own hands. You have to go to Bezdin. You have to complain to Bezdin, and Bezdin should take the money away from him. Bezdin should make him pay you the $1,000. But he say, no. If I'm a Talmid Chacham and I know that there's no other tzad, absolutely there's nothing to pilpul about, there's no tzad at all to say that the guy's putter, I know the facts that he owes me the money, and there's no tzad to say that he's putter, so what do I have to go to Bezin for? So there's a pasuk by Din Nefashit that says, you're not allowed to give the death penalty until you have a Gemar Din. So that's by Din Nefashit. What about by Din Mamanis? I'm a Tzurvim Ed Rabbanon. Tzurvim Ed Rabbanon. Tzurvim Ed Rabbanon usually refers to a young Talmid Chacham. I'm not a Tzurvim Ed Rabbanon. If you're over 40, you're not a Tzurvim Ed Rabbanon. I was a century ago, I was 40. Tzurvim Ed Rabbanon means a young Talmid Chacham. So if you have a young, older people, apparently they forget a lot of things. A Tzurvim Ed Rabbanon, a young guy, he knows what it says, he knows the facts, and he knows the din, and there's nothing to pilpul about. So that's the Gemara Shah. The Tzurvim Ed Rabbanon, and he knows what the din is, he knows what the facts are. That pasuk says by nefashis lo yomaser v'seach ram delav v'nedalam mishpat. What about by mamonis? So that's a shayda. So the Gemara says lo yavedin nishdin al nafshe. You're not allowed to take the law into your own hands. You have to go to Bezin. But there are some exceptions to the rule. So one exception to the rule is lafrushe me'isura. Let's say I see a person is doing an avera. In America, it's a freedom of religion, so you can't do anything about it. You'll beat the guy up because they're going marries a grusha, so they'll put you in jail. So you can't do anything in America, okay? But if you have a religious government in Eretz, a Jewish religious government in Eretz Israel, the Gemara says, La Frusha Neisura, I have the right to go in. Here the Gemara says, Minayin, here it is, and Chav Chesam and Aleph, around 15 lines from the top. Toshma, it has the tiny letter Vav, I think. Minayin leNirtza shekala lo yomer. He's an Ebed Nirtza, and he stays v'avodah liyom. He stays till Yom Kippur shel Yovel. Comes Yom Kippur shel Yovel, goes free, but he has this girlfriend. He's living with a shivcha kninus, and the Odin tells him to leave, and he doesn't want to leave because he's still living with the nochris. So the Gemara says, since it's lafrushin meyisura, you say obedin eshdina lenafshei. Because you know clearly that he's doing something wrong. When else do you say, Ovidin is dealing in Afshay? So the Gemara has another case. Whenever there's a Makam Pseida, let's say, I own a well Bishutfis with you, and every other day I use the well, every other day you use the well, and it's only enough water for one person. You're using the well on my day. Using well on my day. I'm going to go till I call up the Bezdin, until they're going to send someone over. You're going to use up all the water. So I'm going to be left without any water. So if I know what the din is, if I'm a tzurvim ed rabbanon, I know what the din is, I know the facts, I can walk over right away and bop you over the head. What right do I have to bop you over the head? Wait a minute. What right do I have? Let's say you're the Eved Knaini, you're the Eved Ivri who's living with the Shivcha Knainis. What right do I have to bop you over the head? And over here also, the Mokam Pseido, if I'm going to call the Bezin and wait till the Bezin comes, you're going to use up all the water, so I'll be left with nothing later on. It's Iyef Sheba Chazara. You can't undo it. He's going to pour the water. He's going to water his field. I'm going to be left without any water that day. It's going to be a kilkel. So B'makam Seder, if you'll be Mafsa, the fellow's either going to do an Avera now, he's living with the Shibcha Kleinis, so it's going to be B'makam Seder, a reversible Hefsid Mammon. Then you say, the Loshon HaGemara is, then you say, Avedin Nishdin Lavshe, but the Loshon HaGemara is, Nasis Yoder Kishliach Bezdin Uptura. That's the Loshon HaGemara. The Shach points it out. The Shach has a Sefer Tokva Koyin. Tokva Koyin is the name of a Sugi in Bab Metzia, in the first pair. Tokva Koyin is, how do you deal with the case with the Sufik Mammon? The farmer has cows that give birth, and one of the cows is a Sufik B'chor Be'im Torah, a Sufik Petach Amor. So what do you do with makom safek? What if the kohen grabs the bechor behemah Torah? The din usually is hametz machaber alav haraya. What if the kohen grabs it? Can he keep it or not? So it's a whole famous sugya, and it's a big machlokes how to paskin. The shach has a whole little sefer talk for kohen on the topic. So he points out this rush on our daf on tezvav, and he points out this gemara. The gemara's lashon is, why is Ovid inish dina l'nafshei b'makam pseida or b'makam lafrushe me'yisura? Because nasis yad de kishleach bezna p'tura. The Gemara has in the third parak in Moed Katan, the Gemara learns out from Sukkim. How do you know that the Shleach Bezdin has a right to beat people up if they don't want to follow the Psak of the Bezdin? The Gemara learns out from a Pussy. How do you know he has a right to curse people? How do you know he wants to put someone in Cherem? Cherem is a curse, so the guy should drop dead. How do you know he has a right to rip your clothing if that's the way to pressure you to follow the din? So the Gemara learns it all out from Sukkim. The Shleach Bezdin has the right to do these things, to be Lahamedes Hadas Al Tila, to make sure that the people act properly. So when you have Ovid Inish Dina and Avshed, the Loshana Gemara is not that you take the law into your own hands like this. You have the status of Shliach Bezin, Nasis Yodik and Shliach Bezin. So that's what the Rosh says on our daf. How can you say Tofos like Mafkinemine? The Gemara says on Tezvav on the base that by Palganiska we pask and Palganiska Knosso, and therefore like Magvinim Bebavel, however, Tofos like Mafkinemine. How can he Tofos like Mafkinemine? But there's no Psaka Bezin. Kolzman is not psaka bezdin, so afilu babalas is a deshamayim. It does make sense to pay. So the answer is, it's considered ovid inish din lanafshei because heichadika pseida. I'm not going to get paid, period, because there's no bezdin to go to in chutz lords. There are no smuchim. The guy's not going to travel to Eretz Yisrael because I have a din Torah for $25. Not going to spend $1,200 for a trip to Eretz Yisrael in order to have a din Torah over $15. So he's not going to go there. It says I'm going to lose the money. So whenever Hechadika Pseida, then the Gemara said on Daf Chav Ches, that there we usually paskin loyo abedinish dino l'rabshei. The pasuk that says liyam haserach adam delaf na'ed delam mishpat applies even to dinim amenis, but you have exceptions to the rule. Hechadika Pseida, then we say nasis yadik hishliach bezin. It's considered as if you're collecting, not on your own, as if you are a shliach bezin. So it's considered as if a gemar din had been made, And the bezin is being managed, the guy. It's not that you're collecting without a psak bezin. When you're teifis, it's nasisyodik shliach bezin. It's as if bezin had sent you. That's why you have the right to beat the guy up, or to put him in cherim, to curse him, or to burn his property, or to rip his clothing. You have all the haterim that the shliach bezin has. There is a Raivid, the Rosh quotes part of the Raivid, doesn't quote the whole thing. The Raivid and the Balamor learned Bechavrusa. Each one wrote Hasogas on the other one's book. So the Raivid wrote a book and wrote a sefer on Taras HaMishpoch that's called Bali HaNefesh, and we have Hasogas of the Balamor. And then the Balamor wrote the sefer Amor. So we have Hasogas of the Raivid and the Balamor. We usually call it Kosov Sham, because we don't know what the name of the sefer is. So every paragraph in the Raivid's comments starts off with the word Kosov Sham. The Balamor wrote this and I disagree. Usually he disagrees. So but in addition to the Hasogas that the Raivid wrote on the Balamor, he also wrote Hasogas on the Rif, like the Balamor wrote Hasogas on the Rif. So when you look in the fourth parak in Ksubas, the third parak is Elanaris. And it's a mefata. Then the fourth parak is Narish and his patzo. Also about mefata. Narish and his patzo. So there's a raivid there on the bottom of the riff where he talks. That's the raivid that the Rosh over here is quoting, that raivid. So the raivid says, what do you do with dina knosis bizman hazeh? Someone is onis a mefata motzi shemra kefil dalvehe. You don't collect any knosis at all. So he says, the bezdin has a right to pressure the fellow to pay something. So the way the Rosh quotes it, the Bezna has a right to put him in Cherem until he pays the Einus and Mefata money. So the Rosh says, that's ridiculous. The Gemara says, you're not Goyve Knas but Bavel. So what do you mean they put him in Cherem? Here, the Rosh is over here. If you take a look in the regular editions, I think there's a regular edition, on page 245, in the Rush at the end, it's the end of the first Perek. So on the bottom of the first column, on page Kuf Chav Gimel, in Shulchan Aruch, that's how they're identified. This is page Kuf Chav Gimel, Amad Aleph, Amad Beis, Amad Gimel, Amad Dalet. In the Rosh and the Martcha, you have Amad Gimel, Amad Dalet. In the Gemara, you only have Amad Aleph, Amad Beis, because there's only one column of Gemara on this side and one column on the other side. But in the Rosh and the Martcha, you have two columns on each side. So this is called Amad Gimel, Amad Dalet on the other side. It's not a misprint. That's how they call it. So on the bottom of Amud Aleph, on Kuf Chav Gimel, Amud Aleph, the bottom of the first column, in the middle of Ois Chav, so the last six, seven lines, Arayibetz Al-Kosav, Al-Vagav Delem, Agvinan, Huidna, Knossos, and Bovel, Amur Abonon, he has a tradition for Negoinim, the Meshamtinan Lei, Adam Efais Lenisi Keroz Bezen. The Bezen has the right to tell the Nizik, or the Nechbal, or the Nignav, you don't have to be Meichel him. He has to ask you, Mechila, you're not Mechuyev to be Meichel him. He should pay you some money. He doesn't have to pay Kefal Dalva, he should pay something. So the rabbi writes, Kifir Adam Faisal Nizik, Kiroz Bezen, he should give you something. Then he adds, Zamdim Yeshlam Kitzvah Menatoira, Kechamishim Shalonis and Mephata, Adiyayv Oisa Kitzvah. He said, pays that amount. So the Rosh makes fun of the rabbi. He said, what in the world is he talking about? Veloy Nehira. Darmin and Dalem Shamtinon. You don't put him in Cherim unless Azmin Eladin alerts over Lord Boyaz, it doesn't want to go, but you don't put him in Cherim. Va'od Lidvar, according to the Rabbi, he has a top on the next column. Va'od Lidvar, according to the Rabbi, Harry Goyvin Dinik Nosses Bibovo, and Lucho Gabaini Gdolamizu, Hodim Shamtin Alei. You put him in Cherim till he pays. That's like a guy, he used this Aloshan Agama, the Linkate Bekufse, Lishbeke Leglime. You grab him by the beitzim, you grab a man by the beitzim to pressure him, I want your shirt. So you pressure the guy, give me your shirt or I'm going to kill you, I'm going to maim you. Say, what do you mean? They put the guy in cherem until he pays the chamishim shekel of onus and mafata. That's your koifal aknas, he can't do that. That's a loshon ha'gemara like that. So that doesn't make, he times it doesn't make sense. So when you look in the Ravid in the beginning in Perek Narish and Mitzvatzah, he quotes Tshuvas HaGoyim, it doesn't say like that. He quotes it a little differently there. The Bezen shouldn't make him pay. Bezen Shabbachutz Loretz don't have smuchim, so they can't make him pay knas. But they should make him, they should tell the Nechbal, you don't have to be Meichel him. He has to ask you Mechila. You don't have to be Meichel him unless he gives you some reasonable amount of money. They should say either more than Kefal Dalad Vehei or less than Kefal Dalad Vehei. They shouldn't make him pay Kefal Dalad Vehei because that you don't have smuchim. We're not smuchim, so you can't be done the Neknosis. But if it'll be more or less than the Chamishim Shekel, or more or less than Shloshim Shalevet, that's okay. That's not considered Koifim Alaknas. That's, you're telling the Nechbal in the Nizik, in the Nignav, that he doesn't have to be Meichel him, unless he's Mephais you. So you should be Mephais you some amount of money to pay exactly what it says in the Chumash you have to pay. You're not Smuchim, so that you can't do. But to pay more or less, that is okay. That is interesting. There is a Gemara in Sanhedrin where the Gemara says that Bizman She'ein Beis Hamikdash Kayam, you cannot be done din nefashos. Bizman is that you can't be done din nefashos. So the Gemara says that there was one Amora who made a mistake. There was once a Bas Kohen Shezinso, and he kifua chavileis moris. They burnt her alive. So the Gemara says he made two little mistakes. First of all, there's no Beis Hamikdash, you're not done din nefashos Bizman is that. And secondly, that's not the correct way to administer Srefa. Srefa's Baskain is not you burn the person alive. You pour melted metal down the throat and it burns out the kishkas. Srefa's Neshama v'guf kayim. So it's a pella. The Amora made two mistakes. Such obvious mistakes that there's a famous Maharshal on the bottom of the Marshua and that Gemara, I think it's Daphne Beis in Sanhedrin. There's a famous Maharshal printed on the bottom of the page. Then there's a Chuvas Maharam Lublin where he says the same thing, but it's not printed in the back of the Gemara, it's in the Chuvas Maharam Lublin. So they both say the same thing. One kashef aremf is the other. Bizman she'ein beis hamikdash kaim, so he cannot administer Mrs. Bezen, but there's a din bez makmei anshin shalai men adin. So then the Gemara has a loshen that comes from Maseches, that comes from Megillah Steinus. That line, Bez the Makom Enshin Shalom Meradin comes from Megillas Tainus. Megillas Tainus was written down before the Mishnais were written down. Rashi writes, why is it called Megillas Tainus? It was Biksav when the Torah Shebaal Peh was still being transmitted orally. And they're still reciting Mishnais by heart. Megillas Tainus was Biksav. It's just a pilpul by the historians which was written first, Pirka de Rab Lezer or Megillas Tainus. But they were both written down apparently before the Mishnais were. So this line comes from Megillas Tainus, a line in Sanhedrin, that Bezin Shamaiti, Shebezin Makamian Shin Shalom Menadin, V'loi Lav Al Tira Torah, El Kadei Lasa Siog La Torah. So it's a funny lotion. What do you mean, V'loi Lav Al Tira Torah? Chiz Al Kadei Torah, Bezin wants to be Lav Al Tira Torah. What kind of a funny lotion is it? So the Maram Lublin says, that's what it means. If you want to give Din in the Foshes today, B'Torah Makamian Shin Shalom Menadin, you can't give Sreifa the way it's supposed to be. That's Keneged Adin. You're not allowed to administer Mises Bezdim Bezman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim. If you want to give Shalom and Adin, it has to be something irregular. It has to be different from the way it says in the Chumash. That's what the Ravid quotes from the Tshuvas HaGadim regarding Knas also. The Bezdim Bezman HaZeh cannot be Mechaibu Knas Shloshim Shalevet Chamishim Shalom Nisim Mefat and Meir Shalmotzi Shemra. They have to tell the Nignav, you don't have to be Mephias, you don't have to be Michael him unless he pays you a reasonable amount of money, either more or less than the Hamishim, more or less than the Meir. But they're not going to paskin exactly the same din. That's Lelav al Diretor. It can't go against what it says Mephurish and the Chumash. Want to be Manish, Shalay Menat Torah, Bez Makimansh, Shalay Menat Din, has to be something different from the way it says in the Chumash. So that's what the Rosh is upset, the way the Ravid, the way he quotes the Ravid over here. But the way the Ravid is there in the beginning of Narish and Espatz, he quotes the Tshuvas HaGoinim, that's okay, that is reasonable.
Is this really the same? Here the Tovea is grabbing it himself. He says, Shudat Beitim, and what he does is approved by Beitim. Is that the same thing? When Beitim themselves are saying, sorry, this woman, it's very different.
What's different?
In the Russia's case, the Ravad's case, he was Tovea himself, the Tovea.
Right.
How is that the same thing as Beitim Paskin and Hinei Kinesu? Beitim doesn't have to tell him how much to be Gobe. The halacha is that if he does, if he's Tovea too much, we'll take the rest back from him. If he's not Tovea enough, we'll let him keep it. So, is that the same thing as being done? Hinei Kinesu Pesman Ezer, or even having a Dimulum Hinei Kinesu Pesman Ezer? He's not actually up Beitim.
The Rosh quotes the Ravid as saying that Bezdin Mishamtinalei, they can put him in Nidui until he pays the Schum Katsuf. So he said Bezdin puts him in Chem until he pays. That means he Kaifa, Bezdin is Manazah, it's Kaifa to pay Knas. So you're not allowed to, we don't have Smuchim. So if he would have said it differently, he would have said, he's not talking about the Nizek grabbing. He's talking about Bezim Mishamtin Alei. Different case. Bezim Mishamtin Alei. So that's what the Rosh says. How can Bezim him? That means you're being Dandinik Nasas. The Rosh says it's based on Ovid Imish Dilan Avshei. He tof his life Mavkinimine. He's talking about the Gemara. He tof his life Mavkinimine. The Rabbi is not commenting on the Gemara. He's saying in abstract, what's the din? So if one is Mechuyiv Knas, he said the Bezim can put him in Cherem until he pays that Skum Kotzuv. So the Rosh says, how can it be? It's against the din. You better run to Mincha. Okay.
Yeah, did you understand?